rolling, which means it is now time for our public hearings. We're delighted. Go ahead.
You can complete.
Well, I thought you needed something. I'm delighted that you're with us today, giving up your Thursday afternoon to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Now, speaking of the rules of the commission, let me please direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my right and your left, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. And before I do that, I just want to refer back to that one that was just voted on, just because there's some procedural issues with that. The county council had its hearing yesterday, but couldn't act on that because they didn't have a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission. So the council rules allow that there has to be 5 calendar days from the public, from the commission's recommendation, for the public to provide comments on the commission's recommendation. So 5 calendar days is the close of business on Monday, December 16th. At that point, all comments must be received, whether by hand delivery or email or electronically by staff. At that, staff will upload those comments Monday so that council has an opportunity to review those prior to its vote next Tuesday. So then council will come in on Tuesday with the anticipation on voting on the one that we just did, which was conditional use number 2545 JG Townsend Jr. and Company. The point being, make sure that if anybody watching online or maybe here with an interest has any comments as a result of the commission's recommendations or votes, they have an opportunity to submit that until 4:30 on Monday afternoon, this coming Monday. So thank you for that editorial, and I should have made that when we closed that vote, but I wanted to get that on the record. So having done that, the rules of the conduct for the Planning and Zoning Commission are, this is the time for the public hearing scheduled before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, as shown on today's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings are being simultaneously broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias or stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into account by Sussex County's deliberations. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in an open meeting. Everyone present and is invited to stay throughout the commission's deliberations to view the commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. Everyone in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please do not distract from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. And as Christmas tradition always provides, our former planning and zoning director, Mr. Lawrence Lank, one year wore his musical socks that played Christmas carols. So I would also ask that if you have any articles of clothing or musical socks, that you please also switch those off or turn it to silent service in honor of Mr. Lawrence Lank. He actually was sitting up here like where Jamie sits, and he crossed his legs, and they started playing Jingle Bells. And nobody could figure out where Jingle Bells is coming from in the meeting in December. And he turned bright red. So it was really funny. But anyhow, so I sort of do that as a tradition each year as an honor to our retired former planning commission director. So the hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and then the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission, and the applicant may present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. People who wish to speak in support of an application will go first, followed by any opponents to the application. If there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that they identify themselves so that they can speak first. For those of you who wish to speak, we ask that you come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. If there is more than one witness in favor of or in opposition to an application, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. Please understand that it is the quality of the testimony, not the quantity of it, that is persuasive. The chairman has the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone when that testimony is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. No direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant. Supporters or opponents will be permitted. Any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. At the conclusion of all hearings today, the commission may take action on each application or defer a decision on each one until a later date. Once the record's closed, the commission, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, or other conversations or communications about the application. The commission's decision will be based solely on the record from the public hearing. And then finally, when you come to the podium, we already took care of it, it's on now, but we need you to make sure that the microphone's on and there's a space bar at the bottom of the microphone that looks like this. If you press that, a green icon appears, and also the green ring around the microphone is on. So we would ask that you make sure that both those are on so that we can get what you're saying on the record and that everybody in the room can hear you. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.